From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Shannon Cox, Executive Director of the Speakeasy Arts Center in Pekin, and with Casey DeRemus from the Original Skaz Band. They'll be performing this Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Good to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Casey, you are both the founder and the drummer of the Original Skaz Band. Can you give us some background on the history of the group?
Well, I went to ICC, and my freshman year, I actually didn't make it into jazz band. And so a part of me, I don't really like to sit around. So I thought over the summer, I had met some people there, and I just decided to start a group over the summer to try to get me playing before auditioning in the next year. And it just kind of became something that I wanted to keep going because I enjoyed it. And so that's where it kind of got started, and it just became something bigger. So,
and when you say... When you use the term skaz, what you're referring to is a fusion of jazz and ska music?
Yeah, it's probably a lot more of jazz. Well, it is a lot more jazz than it is ska. But when I was in high school, I ran a band for about 3 years that was a ska band, which is kind of like a reggae pop thing. And so that's when I started arranging music, was doing that. I arranged for three horns and then a rhythm section. So it was... That's kind of where my roots were, and so we do a couple ska songs, but we also do, it's just kind of, we don't really have a limit of what we are willing to play, so.
And it's also worth noting that in addition to being the drummer in the band, you're also the primary arranger, the only arranger?
Yeah, because when we practice in a garage, so we don't have any money, or we started out, we didn't have any money, so it was just me arranging music, and because I couldn't buy the arrangements, so I just started doing that, and I've always liked arranging, and so that's something I think when people come to a concert, or they haven't seen us in a while, I hope my arrangements have gotten better, so that's, yeah.
Now, Shannon, you're the executive director of the Speakeasy Art Center. Can you describe a little bit of the audience's reaction to the first performance that the Original Skaz Band had there?
It was great. They set up, and how many are there in your group?
There's about 20.
I was thinking about 20. And they set up on stage, and it was remarkable to get them all in there, and they all were arranged. And we had, I don't know, probably 40 or 50 people there that night. And they started playing, and it was just remarkable when they hit those first notes. And our facility offers a really good sound, so it was pretty neat. It was talked about quite a bit. So yeah, I'm excited to have them back.
Now, how did you find them in the first place? How did the two of you connect?
I think Nathan C.
Yeah. I had played there several times with other groups. So
yeah, he played with Nathan, who is a real talented musician from Pekin High that's out at Berkeley now, right?
Yeah, he's down
at
Berkeley.
Nathan has always brought great crowds, jazz music into the speakeasy. So I met Casey and we started talking. And did Nathan play with you the last time?
He did, yeah. He sat in with us the last time.
So when Nathan comes home, he comes and plays at the speakeasy quite a bit. Yeah.
So Casey, this is a group of about 20 local musicians that you've assembled.
Yes.
And you mentioned several different musical influences ranging from ska to true jazz with maybe a little bit of reggae, pop, all these different things. Talk about the big band flavor of your music as well. That's something that people can relate to when they hear that.
Well, we do a lot of, I mean, it started out, the one thing about my group, a lot of big bands in the area don't have like a dedicated singer. I have two vocalists right now. One's Joe Crumrine, who went to ICC with me, and another is Victor Griffith, who I went to Washington with when I was in high school, but he's at ICC now. So we bring a lot of like kind of the Sinatra sound into it because we do a lot of vocals. But then with me being able to arrange everything, I really try to have a fine line of keeping it with like the instrumental, like Count Basie sound, where it's exciting instrumental music, but also with vocals added in. And that's why I love Christmas music, because I can do whatever I want with it. There's really no rules to it. So that's kind of, I bring back a lot of influences of like rock and different things, and I try to just make something unique and something entertaining. I do write some things with horn flashes and different stuff, trying to just make it more exciting for the audience who comes out to see us. So,
now, Shannon, can you tell us a little bit about the Speakeasy Art Center, how long you've been around, and some of the services and some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah. Yeah, the Speakeasy has actually been open since 2010. I started coming into play about 3 years ago, pretty heavy. And we have a lot of things that go on within the building, including exhibits. We have Tazewell County Resource Center has a cafe in our gallery Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 1:30. We rent studio space to artists and office space. We also rent our space for weddings and parties, things like that. Pekin Academy of Fine Arts is a nonprofit organization that runs within the Speakeasy, the director of that as well, and it is what hosts the classes and community events and things like that. So it runs within the building. And yeah, we're just really excited to be able to feature our, you know, artists like Casey and the Skaz Band that, you know, need to get out there, and I can, you know, give them a boost. So, yeah.
Can you talk a little more about that? How does hosting live music and particularly local musicians fit into the bigger picture of what you're trying to accomplish with Speakeasy?
It's just about awareness of art, and there's so many artists and musicians out there, particularly younger musicians I've found, that don't have a place to play. Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to have them into our facility, and, you know, they don't really fit into the bar scene, and there's just not a lot of places for them to go, especially in Pekin, mm-hmm. more in Peoria than Pekin. But yeah, so just being able, like Nathan, I mean, he was fresh out of high school when he first started playing, and now he's at Berkeley, and it's just really nice to offer those younger artists that don't have a place.
And yeah. So is this part of a series? I mean, mm-hmm. do you have local music every Saturday or once a month, or is there a regular schedule?
Right now, no. We do always have some sort of music on First Fridays. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. But right now, we do not have a regular schedule, something I'd like to work on in the future. Yeah, as our numbers go up, yeah.
And Shannon, I think it's important for the listeners to understand the scope of your venue, that this space, both it's a performance space and it's a gallery space.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
Yes.
So when the audience comes in to listen to the original Skaz Band, they can also see the exhibit.
Absolutely.
In that space. Can you tell us about the exhibit that's currently
Yeah,
up there as
I
well?
Have three photographers right now that are exhibiting, and it's Craig Stocks and Scott Sternberg and Jeremy Duncan, three local photographers, and I love their work. They are featuring sunrises and sunsets. Hmm. So the whole gallery right now with the gray of winter is just full of these beautiful photographs of sunrises and sunsets. So yeah, it is a great experience when you come in to listen to music. There's art there. It's a very unique space, and you know, it's great for events and things like that too.
Yeah, I was looking at your website earlier, and one thing I noticed is another event that you've got going on this week that sounded intriguing. It's called Every Christmas Story Ever Told.
Yes.
What is this?
Yes, it's a production put on by Artistic Community Theater mm-hmm. of Pekin. It's a local group of actors and actresses that are doing a comedy, and it just hits, I think it's only a 3 or 4 person show, and it hits on all the Christmas characters that have always been out there, and I think it's a little bit of a spoof on them, and it's supposed to be, I haven't seen it yet, that is going to be actually would be tonight, and it's supposed to be a really funny show. It's a dinner theater. We do those every so often, 2 to 3 times a year, usually with Artistic Community Theater, and they're a great success.
Casey, at this return performance to the mm-hmm. Speakeasy Arts Center with such a big group, 20 performers, what is it like to perform in that space? Shannon mentioned the acoustics are really, really great. When you're on stage as a band, what's the atmosphere, the ambiance like for you?
Oh, it's a really good sounding place. I mean, I don't know acoustically how it works out, but it sounds great. I mean, I like it because we can hear ourselves really well there, which some places you don't get to. I mean, depending on where I'm at, I can't hear certain sections. And even though I have a good time, it's like I can only hear half the music. But there I can hear everything. So it's really fun for us. And I think all the guys in my group get really excited. So we all have a good time.
Yeah. So. Many musicians say that they love that they can hear their self. So it's a really good mix.
And I'm just curious, Casey, you've got this band that's a few mm-hmm. years old, but it's still reasonably yeah. new. You've already got it up to 20 performers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, what is it that keeps the band going? Is it, do you like the sound of that large an ensemble? Is it Is it the appeal of this kind of hybrid genre that you have? Or is it more that you just like to all get together and play music and have sort of an ongoing performance activity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mixture of a lot of that, because as a group, we go out to eat after every rehearsal. We rehearse once a week. And I mean, for some people, it's, you know, the friendships that we have, you know, and we all really get along and, you know, we have jokes and stuff that we say to each other. Sometimes I think the audience gets a little lost because we have our own world sometimes. But I don't know, you go through a lot of people as time goes by. Some people graduate, go off to college, and you get younger kids in. And I mean, I'm 24 now. I have a brother who's 3 years older than me, and then I have a kid who's a freshman in high school. So we have a very wide range of people. So I think it kind of keeps it exciting. But I love the big band sound. I've played in a lot of combos with really great musicians, but it's just not – that's not – for me as a drum set player, it's not my primary love. So it's just what I love playing. I don't know. I can't really describe – too far into, I think, I don't know, but
yeah, it's a very unique sound. It's a great experience,
and I think it's something that isn't heard as much anymore, because you can't it's hard to get that many musicians together nowadays. So, but we all love it. We just have a good time. So
we've been talking with Shannon Cox from the Speakeasy Art Center and with Casey DeRemus, a member of the Original Skaz Band. They are performing at the Speakeasy tomorrow from 4 to 6 o'clock. Thank you both for being with us.
Thanks.
Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater Company will perform A Christmas to Remember tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. This holiday review of music and comedy will be held at the Caterpillar Performing Arts Center at Five Points, Washington. For more information, please visit fivepointswashington.org.
And also this weekend, Trinity Lutheran Church is hosting their annual Sing It Yourself Messiah. As in years past, the audience is invited to take part as the choir, along with soloists and conductor John Jost. If you have a score, you can bring it with you. Otherwise, they will have scores available there to borrow. That is Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.